Good morning. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. I'm the Couch, and in with today's news for Donna James is Lori Robb.
Good morning. It's seen as a way for communities to join together to improve Highway 97. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was at last night's Bend City Council meeting as the Trip 97 partnership was discussed and has this report.
Bend, Redmond, and Madras officials all say they have the same problem, and it's that fact that could be key to getting some meaningful improvements done to Highway 97. Working together. Chris Doty is Public Works Director for the City of Redmond.
The concept is, let's view Highway 97 not as a series of intersections that we have to mitigate piece by piece by piece or improve piece by piece by piece, but one holistic corridor. Look at how we can fund improvements through new funding mechanisms within three or four municipalities.
Those funding mechanisms could be tax increment financing or other means to come up with the local matching funds. This collaboration could also give the Highway 97 corridor more attention in Salem. Madras City Manager Mike Morgan was also at the Bend City Council meeting last night. He says this could give added attention to what he says is the need for change in the transportation planning rule,
which has cost us development, jobs, and taxes within our community.
Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Also in council news, what should be considered in determining the hotel-motel tax in Bend? Bend City Council spent a lot of time last night talking about it. The question they are debating is whether extra fees should be considered as a room rate and thus subject to the city's 9% tax. Hotel-motel operators believe only the room rate should be taxed. The City Council is undecided and split over this issue. Businesses like Facebook in Prineville and T-Mobile in Redmond were lured to the area in part because of tax incentives. The job-creating Enterprise Zone program is currently set to expire in a few years, but State Representative Jason Conger of Bend is pushing a bill in Salem that will extend the program all the way out to 2023. Conger says so far there is support to extend this program.
It provides the business with an incentive to move in and create jobs. And again, the incentive takes the form of 3 years of relief from property tax. But basically, the business has to be creating new jobs in order to qualify. And there are a number of really good features about the program. But one of them is, of course, once they build the facility, the property tax exemption expires. And that facility then goes on the property tax rolls of the community.
The cost per job created was about $3,200 with that program. County sheriffs are fighting against a new bill in the state Senate. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has more.
The bill is trying to find alternates to jail time for offenders sentenced to 2 years or less. If passed, Benton County would see a huge increase in inmates.
Increase our capacity over and above, close to 12%.
Sheriff Diana Simpson says they don't have the facilities or the money to handle that increase. Washington County Sheriff Rob Gordon has the same concerns.
We are almost always full. So if you add that 7-to-10 ratio, we're looking at about another 300 prisoners every day.
Sheriff Gordon also says not every county has the transitional facilities described in the bill, so more than likely inmates would remain in jails. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Also from Salem, a couple of Portland lawmakers are backing a proposal to overturn the proof of legal residency requirement to get Oregon driver's licenses. As Felicia Heaton reports, they say it's about public safety.
Some Portland lawmakers say the requirement to show a birth certificate or passport often makes it hard for low-income Oregonians and seniors to get licenses, but it can also make it difficult for seasonal farm workers to do their jobs. Alberto Moreno with Oregon Latino Agenda for Action.
That group of workers alone contributes over $4.3 billion in annual agricultural economic activity.
Opponents say the driver's license is a valuable piece of ID that should not be handed out to people who cannot prove their right to reside in the state. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And public hearings have not yet been scheduled on this idea. Well, March Madness is coming up, and area urologists are using that basketball tournament to get you thinking about male birth control. Dr. Andrew Neeb is with Bend Urology.
And so we're trying to make it fun. We're trying to combine the NCAA tournament, the basketball tournament, with vasectomy. And the idea is that you can come in, have your vasectomy right before the Sweet 16 or the Final Four, and then just enjoy the games, get some sympathy from your wife and your kids, and, you know, have a bag of peas and a pizza and just kind of hang out for a couple of days.
The 20-minute outpatient procedure usually requires men to take it easy for a couple of days afterwards. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News and wishing you a good morning, Central Oregon.
Thank you, Lori. Skyview traffic and your forecast today is brought to you by the good folks at Design Lighting. Find once-in-a-lifetime deals at their huge moving sale. They're on 2nd Street behind Abby's Pizza. Don't miss it. As far as the roads go this morning, we've got no word of any problems or slowdowns at the moment. Our chopper will be up in the air for our next report in 10 minutes. And right now, we're looking at 27 in Prineville, 21 in Bend, 1110 KBND. Money News is next.